the Maggie Dawn Show on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. My name is Jim Santel. I'm sitting in for Maggie this afternoon, talking about this late-breaking news coming out of Manhattan, that Judge Juan Merchan, he is the Superior Court judge who presided over that trial, the single time in American history that a former president went to trial, a finding by a jury way back in May that Donald Trump is in fact guilty, 34 different felony counts covering up the payments that he made to Stormy Daniels as a part of an election interference matter, even way back in 2016. Now, today, the judge further postpones, after having done it once before, arguably twice before, the sentencing in this case, initially scheduled it for July 11th, then moved it to September 16th, and now today moving it into late November entirely. A couple of observations about that, and then we're going to take some callers and some comments from you as well about what this is all about. The issue of whether or not the immunity decision applies to the New York prosecution should not be a difficult one. And I think Juan Merchan knows that. Maybe he's refining a multi-page order once again, but that is not a close question. In part because, as Chris from Milwaukee has identified for all of us, most of the events conduct that is the focus of that trial, the hush money payments, happened before Donald Trump was the president. No immunities could apply to him then. Many of these things happened in October of 2016. Yes, there were a few tendril things in 2017 that happened, but most of the conduct, the conspiracy, the concert between him and various players, including Michael Cohen, his fixer, all of that happened prior to his being a president. And so no executive immunity applies when you're not the executive. That should be an easy decision in this case. And yes, indeed, defense counsel arguing that there are a few tendrils that bring this into the scope of Donald Trump's term in office, which began in 2017. Some checks may have been signed during that period of time. Some testimony during the trial from people like Hope Hicks, also talking about conversations during the course of his presidency. But the upshot is, and Alvin Bragg is arguing this, and Juan Merchan knows this as well, that the immunity decision cannot prevent this case from going ahead. And the principles, although they're outrageous by the Supreme Court, entered on July 1, should not affect this prosecution. And for that reason, some criticism from me and from you, I suspect, as well, of Judge Juan Merchan. Get that order out there. Issue that order. It can be several paragraphs, could be several sentences, even though prior courts have issued decisions in the 50, 60-page length. This is not a difficult issue. Even assuming the accuracy and the legal sufficiency of the Supreme Court opinion, it is a rescission of our Constitution. But even assuming it is the law of the land today, does not apply to this case. Juan Merchan knows that, should get this order out there, and should therefore have proceeded with the sentencing as it was scheduled. In addition, the delays themselves add to the perception in America that some people are not above the law. It is difficult in my own experience to recall a situation. It does happen. Sentencings get delayed. But in my own 30 years of experience doing criminal prosecution in the federal courts, difficult to imagine that this kind of thing would happen routinely and did not happen routinely. Judges, federal judges, state court judges get upset when things are delayed. They want to move cases along. They've got lots of things on their dockets, and they are animated to get things moving. Judge Merchan is no exception to that. And so there is, from me today, great surprise, disappointment, and dismay that this matter, which has been scheduled and rescheduled and rescheduled now, is once again postponed until November, not just because of the election, but that certainly is a principal piece of this. The American public should know what's happening in the wake of this prosecution and successful prosecution reaching a verdict. But it should also be noted that whatever the judge does, whether it was on September 18th or now November 26th, whatever that sentence is, it is not going to be executed right away. The judge would almost certainly, whenever he imposes sentence, would stay that decision pending appeal. And so it is not as if Donald Trump was going to be in jail, in prison on September 18th. that judgment, whatever Judge Mershon was going to make, would have been stayed pending appeals, which would have taken the case well into 2025, if not beyond, before it's finally resolved and the execution of that sentence would go ahead. So no practical effect upon the custodial situation of Donald Trump that would have prevented him from campaigning, from doing other things in advance of the election. But simply the knowledge that this particular case is resolved and now on to appeal, and again sending that all-important rule of law message to Americans that indeed justice delayed is justice denied, and that many defendants out there who are appropriately the subjects of speedy trial acts and legitimate constitutional requirements and mandates and requests for an expedited trial, an expedited disposition of their cases, this is something else. This is different treatment, and America should be concerned about this. Indeed, we've got an awful lot of criticism coming in for Judge Mershon right away. Certainly those folks on one side of the political aisle looking to this and approving of it, but others saying no, in an apolitical, nonpartisan approach, in a situation where every defendant should be treated the same, no one above the law. This defendant, once again, delayed in his disposition and the strategies of all of this seemingly working. And so we've got lots of comments, including Steve from Milwaukee. Steve, appreciate your comment as well, expressing great concern and even outrage about what is going on right now. And others likewise calling in. We know that this will be appropriately the subject of analysis as the campaign proceeds. And indeed, good discussion in America as we determine who the next president of the United States of America will be on November 5th without the benefit of understanding what it is that particular defendant is facing in terms of his ultimate judgment. The judgment entered by a trial judge, Juan Mershon, that is not going to happen as a result of what has just happened today. Appreciate the comments coming in from all of you. Let's take some callers on this as well. We've got Mark from Wisconsin here. Mark's on the line. Mark, your thought or your concern about the news of the day?
Yeah, once again, as I've said in the past, I mean, that Federalist 69, Hamilton clearly points out that one would be amenable to personal punishment and disgrace. He's not the other. That would be sacred and inviolable. Donald Trump's duty as president was to faithfully uphold the law. He must faithfully uphold the law because under Article 2, Section 3, so he shall take care that the laws are faithfully executed. You know, it is just ridiculous to me that this needs to be delayed once again. That the Supreme Court even made that decision on immunity in the first place, because Hamilton clearly points out in Federalist 81 that the Supreme Court there's not a syllable in the Constitution that explicitly gives them that power. For a strict constructionist court, what this court is supposed to be, it's disturbing to me that somebody like me, who is not a legal scholar, I'm not a constitutional scholar, but I can read. And I know what statute says. I know what some of the words in statute actually mean. And for them to pull this out of their hat to say, well, the president's immune, what next? The president could, you know, Donald Trump could declare droit du sonor and say, well, if I see a 16-year-old girl out there on the street, I can have her brought to me and use her, you know, for my relief. I mean,
and Mark, the implications of what you say are, again, exactly the criticism I've articulated, others have, as to that Supreme Court decision. Right? It is very broad. It presumes that the things that a president does are immune. They are subject to rebuttal by the prosecution if it can show that it will have no impact upon the executive. There's absolute immunity for a president in connection with communications with his or her Justice Department. That is extraordinary. All those kinds of things. Reason for concern about that decision and reason for concern, again, about its applicability to these other cases pending. Appreciate very much, Mark, your observation today on our afternoon broadcast. Cam, also calling in from Appleton, some thoughts on an expedited sentencing and the movement of justice forward. Cam, thank you for your call.
Thank you for taking my call. I think I understand where you're coming from and what the law says specifically, because it's all like factual correctness. This is what it says. This is what it means. This is it should be straightforward, right?
It but should be, yes.
It, this guy, Trump, is not a normal case. Nothing about this is a normal case. A judge should not have people comfortably sending death threats. Like, no one should be receiving death threats as a sitting judge. That's insane. So I think that his decision to delay it is smart, not only for him and his family safety, but also for the election in general, because with the election, he doesn't need to muddy the waters further when we're going to have to deal with the fallout of all of his other cult members who have been working diligently on rigging other parts of the country, like Georgia, for example, where they were trying to make it so they could override the will of the people. I don't think that adding this decision into it in September, as much as I would love to see him get some kind of comeuppance, is the good idea.
Good.
That's just my opinion.
Cameron, we so appreciate your opinion, and a couple of important things to unpack there. Thank you so much for calling in, being a part of our broadcast. We know as well, as you just indicated, Cam, that in our courts today and in this judicial process, we now have judges, we've got prosecutors, we've got members of juries, we've got witnesses who are being threatened. And that is not only inappropriate, that's understating it dramatically. It is illegal. And there have been prosecutions of people calling in to judges and other members of our judicial system, making threats to them. Those kinds of things are illegal. They are criminal acts. They cannot be tolerated. They also undermine our rule of law system. So, Cam, very much appreciate your commenting on that. And then also the impact upon this sentencing, whenever it happens, on the population generally. You express a view that is a part of our system in America that looks at the news and determines what is best for America. That's what we're all about here in Civic Media. Appreciate your comment about the timing of this. There's no doubt that at some point Donald Trump will indeed be sentenced. There will be a judgment imposed, and as I said before, that judgment will almost certainly be stayed pending an appeal in this matter. But along the way, the implications, you're absolutely right, Cam, this is not a normal proceeding. And so we're wrestling, as is Judge Juan Merchan, and is the next judge we're going to talk about. Her name is Tanya Chutkan, with this dichotomy, this challenge, if you will, although it should not be that, between administering justice in the same way as it would be administered for any other defendant and recognizing that this is extraordinary, that we have not done this before. Use once again that overused word called unprecedented. We haven't done this before. And so, Cam, to the extent that your concerns are premised upon the impact of this upon an election and even the public reaction, hopefully not violent, but nonetheless, all those things appropriate for discussion and appropriate for exposition, not just here on this broadcast, but also in the American population generally, as we think about this atypical situation in American history. We'll be writing about this not only in the history books, our grandchildren will be learning about this as we live it today. Cam, very much appreciate your comment, Mark, as well, and also other comments coming in on our text line. All of that important for the discussion as we digest and give some sense to what has happened today in Manhattan. Again, the movement of the sentencing of Donald Trump until after the election in November. And then we necessarily talk about what's going on in Washington, D.C. Let's begin to chat about what happened just yesterday in front of Judge Tanya Chutkan. She is the federal district court judge. Again, a federal judge, Juan Merchan, once again, a state court judge in Manhattan. Tanya Chutkan, a federal district court judge, a trial judge in Manhattan. And she made some determinations yesterday at a hearing that are also significant in understanding the future of the case pending in front of her. That's the federal election interference case. And as the Maggie Dawn Show continues, we'll talk about what she said, what she didn't say, and the implications of that for the future of Donald Trump and for all of us here on the Maggie Dawn Show.